There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're talking tax now on the Business Breakfast. We're very pleased to be joined on the line by His Excellency Khalid Al-Bustani, the Director General of the Federal Tax Authority. It's just months away from excise tax being placed on sweetened drinks and electronic smoking devices. Mr. Al-Bustani, it's lovely to speak to you. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for hosting me on your show.
Can we talk about what exactly this excise tax, when it comes in at the beginning of January, is going to cover? If we start with sweetened drinks, can you give us some detail of what's actually included?
Yeah. The UAE government have announced that in the government efforts to introduce excise tax on goods that are harmful to human health. As you know, previously there were taxes implemented on carbonated drinks, energy drinks, and tobacco. Now the government announced the expansion of the excise in two main categories. One, as you said, the sweetened drinks, and the other one on electronic smoking devices. We are expecting this to be implemented probably in the month of December. As you asked me about the sweetened drinks, the definition of sweetened drinks, it covers products which has a source of sugar or sweeteners, and they have to be ready to drink beverages and include concentrates and gel and extracts. Let me explain this in a simpler manner. The excise will be implemented on canned or ready to be sold goods that contains sugar or sweetener, but for example, this does not include the fresh juices that are squeezed in restaurants or shops. We are targeting and the excise goods that are already sitting on the shelf with the sugar and sweetener. We have been working in the Federal Tax Authority with the industry. We've been working and organizing a lot of events for registered and unregistered to explain the definitions of these sugary drinks and what is their obligation in order to prepare for the introduction of the tax. We're talking to producers of manufacturers of drinks, importers, and stockpilers. Stockpilers are the ones who have stocks of these drinks, and they will have a rule in the tax law. There are rules regarding what is the allowable stock that they can charge excise on.
One of the questions that I know people are asking, Mr. Al-Bustani, is when you say it includes sweetened drinks, does that include sugar-free sweeteners, so alternatives to sugar that are used in drinks? So effectively, calorie-free,
yeah,
sugar-free. It does.
It does include sweeteners because the agreement within the GCC and in the UAE cabinet resolution, it includes whether sugar or sweeteners. So it does include it. And we have in the resolution, we have the definition of these according to the standards in the GCC and the UAE. We identified what are the codes for the sweetener. So it will be simple for manufacturers or importers to know how to classify their drinks.
Why has it been included on sugar-free drinks? I mean, I would have thought that was a way of getting people to drink less sugar, no?
Yeah, but there is the alternatives also have other harms to the health. This was a policy decision from us and the Federal Tax Authority. We are implementing the policy decision, but the main objective of introducing excise really to target goods that are harmful, as I said, to the human being.
The other question I know a lot of people, and I've seen a lot of mums asking this question as well. You mentioned there that it was ready to drink. Does that mean that it won't include things like cordials and like the very popular Tang here in the UAE?
I said the definition of energy drinks, it includes several categories. The categories, for example, the concentrates or gel or extracts of any form. So if it can be used to be added to another drink, it will be under that category. So it is it doesn't include powders, concentrates, gel extract that can be used in making these drinks.
Okay, thank you for clearing that up.
Another category, yeah, and I think the one thing is important to understand that the resolution for sweetened drink does not include drinks with 75% or more of milk, so or baby food or drinks that are used for medical purposes. So there are exceptions to the sweetened drinks and the resolution that was issued, like, for example, baby formulas for baby food, so this does not, they are not included under this sweetened drinks.
Does it include, we're getting some questions for you, sparkling flavored waters,
Yeah, it does include sparkling flavored waters if they include sugar.
Or sweetener.
If it, or sweetener. So if you look at the contents of the, if it's flavored water with sugar, it does automatically qualify under sweetened drinks.
Well, let's talk now about the e-smoking devices. Lots of controversy, lots of stories around vaping at the moment. What's going to happen to electronic smoking devices?
In the UAE, until recently, vaping devices were not allowed to be imported to the UAE, and because they have been a standard has been issued and they've been allowed to enter the UAE. This is a discussion has been going on about the treatment of vaping devices. Vaping devices, they are include categories, the device itself or the liquid that is used in the vaping. When this was discussed as part of the studies of expanding the excise, it has been agreed in the GCC and in the UAE have implemented that in the cabinet resolution that vaping devices and the fluids used for vape will be taxed by 100% excise tax. So this is and the other category that was introduced and the expansion of excise tax.
How much money could be raised for government funds through these new taxes coming in? I mean, are there targets, Mr. Al-Bustani?
Well, I'm not in a position now to discuss the targets because this is a policy issue. My role in the Federal Tax Authority is the implementation and the collection of taxes and enforcing the law. Our job is to make sure that people who are importing, people who are producing, people warehouses to comply with these regulations and to ensure that they enforce the laws and make sure that they are complying. The big picture is this is an important move in the government. It's for for the big benefit, which is the health purpose and combat and restricting use of items that could harm the human being.
Your Excellency, there's been a lot of reports globally about the effects on health of vaping devices in recent weeks. What kind of research has the UAE done, and what do you know about the harmful effects of vaping on the human body?
Well, I mean, this is an international discussion now about vaping devices. A lot of countries are looking into restricting it, a lot of countries looking into reducing excise taxes. But the discussion in the GCC, there were a discussion on the, as you know, the UAE and the GCC have agreed to introduce VAT and excise. From a Gulf Cooperation Council. So these discussions are done in the policy discussions on that level. Under that discussion, there have been a lot where most countries have now allowed the entry of goods with vaping devices. They have seen a lot of international reports on the impact on human beings from vape, and this is where the decision has been made. So this is something that you have been witnessing in the international reports about this area, and I think we will see more in the future.
That's interesting. Do you think that we could see them banned then? I mean, could this go further than just tax?
This is not my, I'm sorry, I'm not in a position to say whether they will be banned or not, but at the time being, the policy decision is to introduce excise tax on these goods.
And will this excise tax, do you think, benefit from the fact that a lot of the people who will be paying this tax, you mentioned the importers there, the stockists, the shops, they're used to the system now and a lot of them will already be paying excise on other goods. Does that help?
Yes, I think from our experience, we have been conducting a lot of workshops. Where we are now, there have been a lot of work on awareness, public awareness from the Federal Tax Authority and before from Ministry of Finance. In our discussions with the industry, we have witnessed a big wide awareness of their obligation. So adding this new categories will not be difficult for them, but the point that we have raised to the industry and we seek from all importers and manufacturers to register their items in our database. In the Federal Tax Authority, we have a database of all excisable items because the law defined the excise on the selling price. So there is a process to register these items. We have developed and enhanced our system with a state-of-art database where manufacturers or importers to upload the information of their products to the database in order to set up their items. When they import the goods, the system will automatically calculate the excise. So we are asking all importers, all manufacturers to register their items, not to leave these registration to the last minute in order to avoid delays in the future. What we have done, we announced we opened the registration from the beginning of September to register these items, and even companies that were not registered for excise to register for excise. This is now we opened the registration for 1 month exclusively for sweetened drinks, and starting from next month we will be opening the registration for all the items, including vape items. So I would like to take this opportunity to ask all importers and manufacturers to speed up the process of first registering in the excise tax system if they are not registered, and to register their items in our retail excisable items database.
There you go. Some wise words and advice there from His Excellency Khaled Al-Bustani, the Director General of the Federal Tax Authority. Thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.